AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is moving swiftly to implement his agenda as his second term begins. At his inaugural address earlier today, Trump said America's best days are ahead.
America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before.
Trump says he will again withdraw the U.S. from the landmark Paris Climate Agreement. The move was announced as he took office for the second term. It's a blow to worldwide efforts to combat global warming. Trump is naming an active defense secretary because his choice to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, is not yet confirmed by the Senate. Robert Salas is a career department civilian. Three other career Defense Department civilians will be filling in as acting heads of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a farewell from former President Biden.
A thank you to former President Joe Biden after he and the former First Lady gave their farewells at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
And there was even a mention of the new president.
We have a lot more to do. We heard the inaugural address today. We got a lot more to do.
And Biden's last message to Americans, we're leaving office, but we're not leaving the fight.
We've always done our best as Americans. We never, never, never give up. Never.
Donna Warder, Washington.
MLK Day celebrations have been ongoing, including the one at King's former congregation in Atlanta. That service featured stern words from his youngest daughter, Reverend Bernice King, warning against anti-woke rhetoric. She says it's being used to divide and distract people from the real issues of injustice. This is AP News. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says a potentially historic winter storm will impact portions of the Florida Gulf Coast from Texas all the way into the Carolinas and Florida.
The highest amounts we're looking is like maybe 4 to 6 inches from near Houston, just east of Houston, towards Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Wouldn't necessarily be the most they've seen, but it would be. It's a very rare event to see totals like that. So starting to talk about it in the terms of historic snowfall possible. And then even getting into portions of the western Florida panhandle.
And Sting, Lady Gaga, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among the performers slated to take the stage at the Fire Aid Benefit Concert in Los Angeles. This is for wildfire relief. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.